I wouldn't say it's cheating, but the problem is, can you do it without that? You don't want to be dependent. You want to realize this is your natural state. So if it's useful, okay, but there comes a time when it becomes a habit that creates a dependency that produces a fear that you can't do without it. And the moment you realize you don't need anything to enhance your ability to be present without thought, then you will reach a level of freedom that will enable you to let go of everything without attachment. And you don't want to have attachment to that herb as if you need that, you know, on your deathbed when you're about to go to the light to say, oh, I got to have a toke before, you know. No, you won't have time for that, and don't depend on it. Don't depend on anything other than your being, your essence. But I will say, cannabis is an herb that was always sacred to Shiva in India, and still is. And for yogis who use it properly and don't abuse it, and who use it only to reach deep meditation, to be in silence, and only so long as that is necessary as a kind of training wheels for the consciousness, then it can be used. But if it's not used in that proper context by someone who has the yogic development to make use of it properly, it will actually produce paranoia, and it can produce very negative states and worse anxiety, because the unprocessed subconscious can come up, and also the conscience and the superconscious mind can bring about a recognition of a kind of disharmony that has been avoided, that can come up as some very deep anguish. So I don't recommend that it just be used in general, and that it is something that is dealt with only in a very sacred manner, and only when one is qualified for that shamanic usage. Go ahead.
And the second part of the question was, if I entertain a negative thought and I catch myself, what should I do and how do I release it?
Just stop thinking it, that's all. And go back into the silent presence. Don't beat yourself up. Don't try to undo it with other thoughts and say, oh, I didn't mean that, please forgive me. Don't go into any kind of a narrative. Just back to silence and be very attentive that kind of a thought doesn't arise again.